And on Culture File, Friday has made its way around once more, with the result that it's time for one of our Culture File guests to share with us some of the things they've been enjoying. And this time, fisherman, cyclist, writer and academic John Day shares with us his Culture File likes.
I used to go to the cinema a lot, but before having children, and it's one thing I miss a great deal about having children is the fact that I now don't. I mean, I'm watching a lot of children's TV now. Peppa Pig, that's probably... Mainly environmental now. There's a lot of environmental stuff in kids' TV. So there's Octonauts, where they go around saving the world from slightly veiled environmental catastrophe. You know, they don't want to present it as a dying, global warming-driven thing. There's still an antagonist.
Jumping jellyfish.
No, not jellyfish. Microbe. Name's Mervin. I'm a teeny tiny microbe. I'm so small, you can't see me with just your eyes.
Killing Eve is something I thought was remarkable, a recent TV programme, which is, as I'm sure your listeners will know, a kind of smart and funny and actually very moving reinvention of the cliches of the thriller genre, really. And it's beautifully written and shot, and it's got some amazing performances by Sarah Oh and various other people. So that's certainly the most memorable thing I've seen this year. The book I have loved most in the last few years is a book of poetry by Hannah Sullivan called Three Poems, and it's just the most extraordinarily delicate and beautiful evocation of maturity and childhood and motherhood, and it's astonishing. My favourite is, it's called You Very Young in New York. A couple of years ago, I judged the Booker Prize, and one of our shortlisted novelists was David Zaloy with All That Man Is, which was a brilliant novel or series of linked stories, depending on who you asked, about manhood. And he's just published a new book called Turbulence, which is another series of linked short stories set in aeroplanes and airports, and that is pretty fantastic. So fiction, Turbulence, poetry, Three Poems by Hannah Sullivan. Jack Thurston, who is an author and cyclist and makes a show called The Bike Show for Resonance FM that's also a podcast, is the best bicycle-related podcast I'm aware of. It's a kind of mix of things, often thematic, but he also interviews people on their bikes, which I think is a necessity for any self-respecting bike podcast. Paul Fornell, who's a brilliantly philosophical French cycling writer and member of Olipo, the kind of avant-garde literary movement that Georges Perec and a couple of other people were founding members of. They interviewed him on his bike, and that's a wonderful episode, so seek that one out, I would say.
How is it to be a Frenchman in London during the Tour de France?
Oh, it's a little frustrating because you go into those pubs and they do not show Tour de France on TVs, so it's quite disappointing when you compare that to France, where, you know, you can see Tour de France everywhere.
I don't use Scent very regularly, but I suppose I should use more because I am a cyclist. But I recently became very interested in... One of my research interests as an academic is James Joyce and Ulysses, and that's recently come out of copyright, and I've long been interested in trying to produce a scratch and sniff edition of that novel, not only for the fact of Bloom smelling, you know, the faintly scented urine of his mutton kidney, but or sitting over his own calm above his own rising smell as he sits on his cuck stool, but it's a book that's full of perfume. If you remember the Nausicaa episode, you know, when Gertie McDowell wafts her hanky over the beach and Bloom smells heliotrope and rose water and so on. And it's a book in which perfume plays a kind of a plot function too. There's all sorts of references to Molly Bloom's perfume, Peau d'Espagne, that as Bloom thinks of it, which is a kind of historic variety. And I recently found out that Chanel's Number 5, which was originally marketed as the first abstract scent, so a smell that didn't try and replicate the odours of any vegetable matter in nature, but just simply presented it, you know, just as abstract art, tries not to refer to things in the world, was first released in 1922, the same year that Ulysses was published. So there's something interesting about modernism and odour, but that doesn't mean that I now wear Chanel Number 5, unfortunately.
the likes of John Day there. The Culture File Weekly is coming up with Cathal Coughlan's take on the Kinder Toten Lieder, a history of black metal, a compilation of forgotten Irish jazz fusion, and some risky plaster casts in the Crawford Gallery in Cork. That's all after Nuacht at 7. But before that, some more music.